Dill, where are you? You have to get down here and stop Haley from getting attention.
What? No, you stop her.
I can't. I made a commitment to being her friend.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I was trying something. Just get down here with that car and we can distract her.
I'd love to, but your dad played hardball and we lost it.
How on earth did you let that happen?
I don't know. Why don't you ask the Tweety Bird on Haley's neck?
Oh, God, not the neck. She's a tough enough hire as it is. Okay, fine. You deal with the car. I'll deal with the tattoo. Just get here.
Okay, here's what we're going
to
do.
No. I'm done listening to you. I had a great deal. You know how I know? I called the salesman at the first dealership while you were sneaking your third hot dog, and it already sold.
Fine. We don't need it. Here's the plan. We tell him Haley is really sick.
Oh, my God, you're sick.
Good thinking. I'll be sick. Because nobody cares about people they can't see.
I researched that car online for weeks, and then you swoop in with your tough guy swagger to teach me a lesson about buying cars in the 70s.
You know, this all happened because of you. Sitting there covered in sweat and fear, undercutting my every word. Now, if you want a really good deal, you park your butt out here, play on your internet. I'm going old school on this sales weasel, and I'm going to break him in half.
Is somebody helping you?
You better, Ray! Yes, thank you so much.